Sometimes in our lives, we experience God not only as powerful, but also understanding, forgiving, even mysterious, and sometimes full of surprises. The prophet Elijah learned this when he stood on the mountain and waited for the Lord to pass by. Surely, the God of all creation would be present in the mighty wind, the earthquake, or the fire. But no. Expecting God to rumble his majestic voice like thunder from the sky, God spoke to Elijah in a whispering sound. And Elijah hid his face in his cloak and went and stood in the entrance of the cave. Seeking God requires our humble acceptance of His will for us and experience His presence to us in ways that we do not always expect. We must always be open to the unexpected. Jesus' appearance to His disciples in Matthew's Gospel is no less unexpected and surprising. Left across the Sea of Galilee on their own, the disciples of Jesus were caught in a storm. What surprises them, and actually frightens them, is the sight of Jesus walking toward them on the water. Observing this act of Jesus walking on the water would be very surprising and frightening. So the disciples reacted in fear. At once, Jesus seeks to reassure them. Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid. So Peter decides to test the waters and assumes that if Jesus can do this, so can he. And for a moment, Peter does fine until he thinks too much. And that's when his rational fear asserts itself. He begins to sink like a stone. How often do we sometimes do the same? We test the waters by stepping out in faith, only to succumb to our reasonable fears and doubts. When we do this, Jesus does not reprimand us. He merely asks the challenging question, O you of little faith, why do you doubt? And when we cry out in faith, like Peter, Lord, save me, Jesus stretches out his hand and catches us. How strong is our faith when we tread on dangerous waters? I'd like to share a story with you, a story with a simple message that when we reach out to others, we find God, and He finds us. A little boy packs Twinkies and juice and proudly announces to his mother that he's going to the park to find God. And when he gets there, he sits down on a bench next to a homeless woman who looks sad. He opens his bag of Twinkies, but before he takes a bite, it occurs to him to share as he was taught. The woman smiles and says, thank you. And they chat like old friends. Returning home, he surprises his mother with the news that he did, in fact, find God in the park. And that she's a woman and has a beautiful smile. The woman later meets up with a friend and explained that she had Twinkies in the park with God, but he was much younger than I expected. Always be open to the unexpected. We never know where or when we will find God, or where or when God may find us. Our God is certainly a God of surprises. In a recent homily, Pope Francis talked about a God of surprises. He said, I'm attached to my thoughts and my ideas. Does this mean I am closed? Or am I actually open to the God of surprises? As you plan your coming week, keep in mind that next Tuesday, August the 15th, is a Solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. I'm aware that holy days of obligation are, for some Catholics, losing importance. If you tend to disregard holy days of the Church as unimportant, think seriously about experiencing God's presence in the middle of the week by giving a little time of yourself to celebrate the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who was taken body and soul into the kingdom of heaven. This experience may bring you a surprise encounter with God, where you may hear His voice, His whisper, just to you, when you least expect it. We must always be open to the unexpected.